Daf is Zion. So we got the two lines down. The Gemara today is all about, again, about the talking about how great the day of Geshamim is, and also talking about different inyanim related to Limud HaTorah. So Gemara begins now two lines down. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Mitchias HaMesim. So great is the day that it rains. It's greater than Tchias HaMesim. Why? The Ilu Tchias HaMesim. The tzaddikim, the tchias meisim is only for tzaddikim who are roi and who are zocha to tchias meisim. However, ilu gishamim bein the tzaddikim bein the risham. Everybody gets to benefit from the rain bein tzaddikim bein risham. So there's a very interesting Rashi which caused the whole tumult in the mefarshim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here when it comes to it's not in bold, so it's four lines from the top. There's two dots. And then there's an os beis of the Bach. It says, "Rishay ovde kochavim einam chayim ki tolaasam lo samos v'yashem lo sichbe." That the risham, when it says risham, don't get chias meisim, it's referring to risham of ovde kochavim. They're not zocha, but the rishay yisraelim, they actually are zocha chias meisim. The Bach takes out the word ovde kochavim, and Rashi says means really no rishayim across the board. Not even rishay yisrael are zocha. So there's a big machlokus at this girsa of Rashi. It trickles down to a Rambam and Rabbeinu Bar Tanura. Do Rishayim of Yisrael, are they Zohar Tchias HaMesim or not Zohar Tchias HaMesim? There is an opinion of the Ramban and the Ritva and the Radbaz that there are actually two stages of Tchias HaMesim. There's the first Tchias HaMesim whereby only the Tzadikim are Zohar, the Avos and the great Gedolei Hador. And there's a second round of Tchias HaMesim whereby everyone's Zohar to it. So there's a very interesting conversation based on this particular Rashi here. So then the Gemara says, after establishing that Yom HaGeshamim is greater than Tchias HaMesim, the Gemara then argues and says, Pligi de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argues on this statement and says, Amar Rav Yosef, Mitoch Shishgula Tchias HaMesim, Kavo'u B'Tchias HaMesim. No, it's actually equal to Tchias HaMesim. It's not greater than, it's equal. And for that reason, we actually mention Mashi Ruach Menergashim in the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim, the second Bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. The Ritva goes to explain many reasons how we see that grain is similar to Tchias HaMesim. The simple shot is, because just like you take a seed, which is seemingly something that's dead, has no life to it, and you bury it into the ground and eventually it grows, so too when it comes to Tchias HaMesim, the body, which is dead, you bury in the ground, and the times of Mashiach, it's going to grow. The Gemara is talking about Ksubas, it's going to sprout from the ground, the body's going to sprout from the ground, just like wheat grows in the ground. The Gemara says, just like, you bury a seed and it has no covering, but it turns into wheat that has clothing on it, so too people are going to be come back to life wearing clothing. So it's a fascinating conversation, this equation between Tchias HaMesim and Yom HaGeshamim. Mar goes on to say further now, Amar of Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Kiyom Shenitna Bo Torah. So great is the day that rained, it's like the day that the Torah was given. How do we know? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yarov kamater likhi, V'ein lekach elach Torah, Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azovu. So you see the equation of matar is ki likhi, it's like the Torah, the rain is like Torah. Rava, Amar Rava says further. He says, "Yoser miyom shenitna b'Torah." Actually, the day it rained is greater than the Kabbal Satorah. How so? Shenemar says, "Yarof kimater likhi." So, mi nitla b'mi. Which one's dependent on which one? Katan nitla b'gadol. The small one is like the greater one. In other words, that Yarof kimater likhi. The Torah is kimatar. I mean, rain is the primary one, and Torah is kimatar. That shows that Torah is secondary to that of the day it rains. Rava. Rami Ksiv, he pointed out a stirim psukim. It says, Yarov kamater likhi, uksiv tizal kadal imrasi. So one part we're talking about Torah compared to rain, but then we talk about it compared to dew. Which one is it? Kigeshim or is it kital? So im tamar chacham hagun hu, if he's a tamar chacham who's appropriate, who's correct, so then kital. He should be like dew. If him love, if he's not, he could be orfeo kamater. He should, the Torah should break his neck. And like the rain, which comes out in a very, very strong way. So a good thing, a tal is bracha, and matar is considered a klal of some sort. The Tani, the Raisa says further, Hayah Rabbi Bana Omer, kol osik b'toro l'shma, taraso nasas lo sam achayim. A person learns l'shem shemayim, so then that Torah is going to serve to him as medicine, it's going to heal him, whatever he needs. Shenemar eitz chayim hil macha zikim bo, v'omer t'rfuos ti l'sharecha, the Torah is going to be refuah, that the Torah is going to be a source of life, a source of chaim for a person. However, chola osik b'torah shalolishma, one who learns not for the shem shemaim, nasis lo sam hamavis, the Torah becomes a poisonous thing. Shenemar does in the pasuk yarov kamater likhi, v'ein arif el hariga, lashon of egla rufa, to break, to kill. Shenemar v'arfu shames egla banacha, they broke the neck, they killed the egla. So we see the Torah is compared to yarov, to killing, if a person doesn't learn the shem shemaim. So if you look at Tosas here in the top left, Tosas asks the question. He says, V'chola osek b'torah shlo lishma terasa nasis lo sama mavis. Torah becomes a poison for him. V'kashav, halo amrin, don't we say in the Gemara Pesachim and a few other places in Shas, the olam yasuk odam b'torah, a person should always learn in Torah, af agav she'enu lishma, even though he's not learning the Shem Shemayim, but mitoch shlo lishma b'lishma. So it's not the best way of learning, but suddenly the Gemara says it's a poisonous thing, and the Gemara elsewhere says it's not poisonous, it's neutral. But eventually it will turn to something very positive. So but if it's sam hamavis, so a person, we should not apply the din of mitoch shalolishma balishma. So the Yeshlomer Tosa answers the question. He says, Yeshlomer detre shalolishma havi, the two types of shalolishmas. The mashamin and the olm yasik batar afilu shalolishma. When we say learn, even if it's shalolishma, you should still learn. That's talking about a low level shalolishma, not so bad, which is he's looking for honor, he's looking for a title. All right, that's not the best, but it's not so bad. What we say here, that Torah is a poison, he's coming to learn in order to attack, to challenge, to go against the Torah, that's already a step above. That's where he says it's sam hamavis. Gemara says now, further, we are now, Amar, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi said to Rabbi Zeira, Lise Mar Lise, he said to Rabbi Zeira, come teach me something. So Amar Le Rabbi Zeira says that back to him, Chalash Libi Leichinam, I'm too weak, I can't. We find a few Gemaras throughout Shas. Rabbi Zeira was very, very weak. He fasted many times. He was very, very skinny. So he was very frail and fragile. So he said, I don't have the cup to share a din with you. So he says, okay, Lema Mar Milsa Degata. So tell me something lighter. Tell me a Divrei Agada, which is a little bit lighter. So he says, okay, that I could do. So Amar Le Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Yirmi, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, my dechse, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada, that man is a tree? Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada, man is a tree of the field? Certainly not. El mishum dechse, since it says in the pasuk by a tree, ki mimenu sochel v'oso lo sichrots, that you should not cut down a fruit tree because from it you will eat and you don't want to cut it down. Uksiv also sashkes v'charata, and it says by a fruit that does not have a tree that does not have fruit, you're allowed to destroy it. So ha'ketzad, how does it apply to a man? Im Tamil Chacham Hagen, who if his Tamil Chacham is appropriate, who's correct, who has a good midos, so mimenu sochel, from him you should eat, from he should learn, for also lo sichas, and don't cut him off, except what he says. Vim lav, if a person is not Hagon, he's doing the wrong thing, he doesn't have midos tovos, and so on. So then also sashkas v'charat, to that person you should cut off, and you should not learn from him. So if you take a look at Tosis for a second, the second Tosis on the page, he writes, Im Tamil Chacham Hagen mimenu tochel, you should eat from a person who's proper, who's a bal midos. Perish limud lefanav, you should learn in front of him. V'oso lo sichrots, don't cut him off. Kolomar lo sifarei mimenu, don't separate from a. If you find a rebbe who's a good rebbe, don't separate yourself from him. Leilech lefnei rebbe acher, to find another rebbe. V'im lav, if the person is Tam Chacham is not the appropriate, he's not about midos. Lo simud lefanav, don't learn from him. So asks the Gemara. V'hadam minan delom din mitam Chacham afapishen hagun. The Gemara tells in Chagiga, you can learn from a Tam Chacham even if he's not hagun, even if he doesn't have the midos. And even if he doesn't follow halacha, Rabbi Meir, he learned from Acher. There's no Tamil Chacham Sheinu Hagun greater than Acher. He was the greatest steerer to a learned person who did not follow halacha and did not have the proper midos. So how could the Gemara encourage Rabbi Meir to learn from Acher? Says the Gemara, Hainu dafka Tamil Chacham yachal lomo lefanov, fisha lo yomod mima'asav. A Tamil Chacham could learn from another Tamil Chacham, even though that second Tamil Chacham Sheinu Hagun, because he knows how to separate between the good and the bad. Aval im ain't a Tamil Chacham, a regular guy who's trying to grow and become a Tamil Chacham, that person ain't a Rasha Lomo Lefanov, can't learn from such a Rebbe because he's not going to be able to separate between the Torah and the mass of such an individual. Says the Gemara further now back inside. The Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Chama, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Maidich, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Barzel be Barzel Yachad, that one iron rubbed against another iron, it Yachad, it sharpens it. Lashon of Yachad means to sharpen also. Lomer lecha to tell me ma barzel zeh echad mechaded es chaveira, one barzel sharpens the other sharp the other barzel rather the blades sharpen each other. Af shnei tamidi chachamim mechadedin zeh zeh b'halacha, we have two tamidi chachamim chavrusa learning, they sharpen each other, they challenge each other, they come into a clearer halacha when they learn together. So now the Gemara says, now we're talking about limna Torah compared to rain, compared to blades. Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana lama nimshal divrei Torah keish. Why is Torah compared to Eish? In what way is it compared to Eish? Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Halo chos divari ka Eish nu mashem," that the divrei Hashem nu mashem is ke Eish. Lo mar lacha to tell me, ma Eish ain't a dolek yichidi. If you have one piece of wood, you can't start a fire. Af divrei Torah ain't miskaimim biyichidi. You can't have a person learn by himself. You need a chabura. You need a chavrusa. You need a shir. You need people to learn with. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina would say. What does it mean in the pasuk? Kerev el habadim v'no alu, a sword whose badim by itself, levad by itself, would become no alu, would become foolish. Kerev al sonem al shel tamid chacham, referring to the sword of those who hate learning, meaning she'oskim bad bebad b'torah, those who learn by themselves are going to become foolish. They're going to be learning, thinking they know the MS, and they're not going to have the MS because there's no one challenging him, no one clarifying the halacha. Oh, not only that will they be empty, but metapshon, they'll get even more foolish by learning by themselves. Shinemar v'no'alu. Oh, not only that, el shechodim, they're going to start doing things, thinking it's correct, but they're really incorrect, and they start violating sins, violating the Torah. Ksiv hacha v'no'alu. It says here, no'alu. Ksiv hasam, it says elsewhere, asher no'alnu av asher chatanu. So the word no'alnu is connected to sin. It eventually will lead to sin. So we see from here, well, how bad it is to learn by himself. V by same alternately mihalcha from another source it says noalu sare tsaan hisu es mitzrayim, just another source that the word noalu is always in the context of sin. Furthermore, along these lines of Gemara it says Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lama nimshlu divrei Torah ke'etz. In what way do we see that Torah is compared to wood? Shenamar etz chaim hi l'machazikim bo lomar lacha, to tell us ma etz katan marlik etz agadol, a small little etz could add fuel to a larger flame. You add some wood chips, it helps enhance the bigger flame. Af tamid chachamim. The younger ones, the Tamidim, are able to sharpen and enlighten and enhance the learning of even the great Tamid Chachamim. This is a famous statement found here in the Gemara in Brachos as well. I learned a lot from my own Rebbe. I learned more from my Chavrusas than from my own Rebbe. And I learned from my own students, those who were Katanim, I learned from them the most. So that's what it means, that the Katanim, the eights, the small eights, can sharpen, could be Malik as a Gadol. Gemara says further now, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami Ksiv, it says one pasuk lekras tzame hey sayu mayim, that bring water to those who are thirsty. So a teacher should go to the tamidim are thirsty, go out and seek them out and teach them, be proactive. Ksiv then says elsewhere, hoy kol tzame luchul mayim, those who are thirsty should go get the water. The tamidim should go to the Rebbe. Who's going to do? Is the Rebbe trying to engage the tamidim, or the tamidim chasing after the Rebbe? So Gemara says, "Im Talmud Hagun Hu." If the student is a Hagun, it's about Midos. He's a all round great guy. Lekras Samei Hasoy Mayim. So then the teacher should go after the student. You see, the student has a lot of potential. You should chase after him. If he's not a Talmud who has the proper Midos, Hoy Kol Talmud Luchul Mayim. So then those who are thirsty, then the student has to chase after him. The Rebbe is not responsible to chase after the guys who are not interested in learning. Again, it's a deep sugi in the chinuch, maybe to connect to what we were talking about before, but different types of student. So Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami, it says in one pasuk, Yafutu Mayonosecha Chutza, let all the wellsprings go outside, go outward, referring to the Torah. The Torah should be spread throughout the world. It says, you l'chol levadecha, it should be for you, for yourself. So should it be public, or should it be personal, private? So in Talmud Hagen, who if a person's a Talmud who's well rounded, he's a Hagen, he's a good character. So then let the Torah, his Torah, let it spread out. Vim lav, if he's not Talmud Hagen, so then the should be for yourself, and you're not going to be zocha to have your Torah spread throughout the world. Then it says further, Amar b'chanina bar idi lama nimshu divrei Torah l'mayim. In what way is Torah compared to water? The Chassid it says in the pasuk, hoy kol tamei luchu l'mayim. That's a reference to the Torah. One who's thirsty should go seek the water, seek the Torah. Lomu l'chadatami ma'mayim manichim emakum gavo. The water never rests at the top of a mountain. It always goes holchin l'makum namach. It always goes to the lowest point of gravity. Af divrei Torah, so to divrei Torah, ein miskaim in ela b'mi shadaita shvela. Torah also, it only rests, is only miskaim, only is retained by those who are also lowly, those who are humble, those who are down to the bottom. Rabbi Yoshaya, lama nimshlu divrei Torah l'shlosha mashim halalu. In what way do we see Torah as compared to the following three liquids? It says b'mayim, v'yayin, uv'chalava, water, wine, and milk. The Ksiv it says, "Hoy kol tamei luchu mayim." That's how we see it connected to water. The Ksiv it says, "Luchu shivru ve'achulu, luchu shivru below kasev below mechir yain v'chalav." That's referring to Torah. It's compared to both wine and milk in that pasuk. So, what's the connection of these three liquids and Torah? Says the Gemara, "Mashloshim mashkim halalu." These three liquids Ein miskaimen ela bepachos shebekelim. The only way to store water, to store water, milk, and wine separately is in the lowest of kelim, wood. You don't store it in gold or silver. You store it in wood, and that which is very lowly. So to av divrei Torah ein miskaimen ela bemisha daita shvela. So to Torah it will only be retained in those who are very humble as well. Same idea as before. So Gemara quotes an interesting maisa. Kedamra leibarta de kezer le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The daughter of Caesar had said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya one time, "Ichachme mefar bechli bechur. How could it be your Torah is so wise is in such an ugly kli?" She felt that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was not a very attractive individual. So she said, "How could Torah, which is so beautiful, be in you and your body, which is so ugly?" So Amrle, he says, "Avich rame chamre b'mani b'tepachra. Your father stores the wine in these very ugly vessels, things made of wood, seemingly." Amrle. Near me. So what else should we put it in if not wood? Amrlei, atan de chashivu. So you are from the palace, from the Caesar. You're very wealthy. And so ramu b'mani de hava v'chas. We should put your wine in gold and silver. So what she do? As of Amrlei lavu. She told her father what Rabbi Chanina, what Rabbi Shua suggested to her. So rami l'chamir b'mani de hava v'chaspa v'takif. So they put the wine, they stored it in the gold and silver, and it went bad. It just doesn't work. Wine doesn't sit well in gold and silver. It has to be in wood or whatever else. So Asiv Amrilei, so they came and told Rabbi Shua what had happened to the wine. He ruined the king's wine. Amrilei Libarta, so he said to his daughter, Man Amrilei Hachi. So he said, first the daughter. So the daughter says, who told you to do this? He ruined all our wine. Amrilei, she said, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, he told me to do this. The great wise Jew. Karua Amrilei, they called Rabbi Shua and they said, what my Amrilei Hachi, why'd you tell her to store the wine in the gold and silver vats? Amrilei, so he says back to the servants, Kiechad Amrili, Amrila, just like she told me, I told her. In other words, she told me that the beautiful Torah should not be an ugly kli. So I said the beautiful wine should not be an ugly kli either. V'ha'ika, so that was the conversation. So we see that even that which is beautiful can still be in that which is very lowly, and should be in that which is very low and humble. So V'ha'ika Shapir de Gemir, but asks the daughter of Caesar, but aren't there great Tamri Chachamim who were very handsome? Such as Rabbi Yochanan, for example. Rabbi Yochanan was very, very beautiful, and yet still he was a big Tamil Chacham. So Rabbi Shua responded back, "I have a sonny. Had he been a little bit not so attractive, then Tfei Hava Gemi, he would have been even greater Tamil Chacham had he not been so attractive." So Davar Acher, alternatively, back to another connection of the three liquids to the Torah, the Gemara suggests, Mash Losha Mashkim Halalu. Just like these three liquids are only going to be lost and disqualified if one loses focus on them, if you don't protect them properly, so to af divrei Torah ein mishtachin ela b'hesachadash. The only way one forgets Torah is by being masiach daito, by not paying attention, by forgetting, by not to focus on Torah. So too, that's how one forgets limud Torah, similar to these shlosha mashkim. Gemara then says further, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Gadol Yomah Gesham, so great is the day that it rained, Kiyom Shenivru Shemaim V'Aretz, like the day the world was created. Shenemar says, Harifu Shemaim Mimal, Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek, that the skies will bring down rain, and the heavens will bring down rain, and Nif Tiftach Aretz, the ground will open up, V'Yifru Yeshet Tztaka, it's going to bring about, or Yeshua is going to bring about Tztaka, Tatzmiach Yacha, the growth is going to come forward, Ani Hashem Berasiv. So it says, I'm the Hashem, I created the world, created it. Berasim lo nemar, doesn't say created them, ela berasim, I created it, referring to that the rain, Hashem created it. So we see the comparison of Akash Baruch Hu creating the world to the creating the rain as well. It's all the same bria. So we have this equation of a bria's olam and the day it rains. So Amar Rav Oshaya, God the Yom HaGesham is so great is the day that it rains. Sha'afilu Yeshua par Rababa, that Yeshua, there's a certain puravu of Yeshua that comes out into the world. It's just like the grass grows and the trees grow, so too Yeshua's come to fruition as well during the times of rain. Shenemar says, Tiftach Eretz v'yifru Yeshua, there's going to be a blossoming of Yeshua's in the world. Amar Rabbi Tanchum bar Hanilai, Ein haksham yordim, the rain only comes, elam kein nimchalu avinosem shayusah. We're only zoch at the rain if we are forgiven. So when it rains, it's actually a good sign. There must be we are mechila, we are given mechila for all our sins. Shenemar, ratzisa Hashem artzecha, Hashem had shown favor to your land, shavta shviz Yaakov, because you returned Yaakov, nasasa avonamecha, he lifted the sins from your nation, kisisa kachatas himself, he covered up all the sins. In other words, all the rain, ratzisa Hashem artzecha, that Hashem gave rain to the ground, is all because we did tshuva, it was mechila, and therefore that led to the rain. Amar le ziri midiyahavas l'ravina, ziva is different types of zira, here is zira from the city called the Dihavas, He said to Ravina one time, Atan mehacha masisalu, you learn from that brisa, but that pasuk, Anan mehacha masisalu, we learn from the different pasuk, Vata tishma shemaim slachta lachatas, that you listen from the shemaim, you brought from the shemaim rain, because you forgave us for all the sins. So same idea, but just different asuras. Gemara says further now, Amri retamchen breder bichia ish kvar ako, the rain only comes in at Tsar, and they only stop. The rain stops. Ella sonem. The only reason why we lose out in the rain, that we get the claw of rain, is because there's certain Jews that are sinning. Because we're deserving of being wiped out because of the sins of Klayisel. Because the dryness, the tzia means to be dry, and cham and chom is heat, because they stole the yigzul meme, they stole the waters of the sheleg, shol chato, because of the sins. It's the sinning that causes the land to be dry and to be hot, and in other words, that not be any rain. Amrlei ziri midiyavsli ravina, altan mihacham asisala, you learned that idea from that pasuk. However, we have a different tradition, same idea, different pasuk. Anan mihacham asisala, we learned from v'alta to shemayim, v'avatam mehera. The Shemaim has stopped because you're going to perish quickly. In other words, the reason why there's no rain is because people have sinned and you're deserving of being wiped out. Amri Abchista, Einag Shemin Netzar and Ella Bishvil, Bittel, Chumos, Umaisos. The only reason why we lose out on rain is because the farmers are not separating Chumos and Maisos properly. Shinemar says, Tsia Gamchom, because of the dryness and the heat, Yigzu Memeshel, we're going to steal the waters of the snow. My Masha, what's the drash here? So Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, the Bishvil Devar Mishet Tzivisi, because the things Tzia, Lashon Tzivisi, it says here, the things I commanded you, Eschem Yibos Al-Chama, Lo Asitim, meaning Chumas and Maisas, which is done in the summer, after everything grows and you've harvested everything, you're supposed to then give out Chumas and Maisas, because of that which I commanded you, Tzia, during the summer, and you did not fulfill, Lo Asitim, Yigazu Mikem Yimeshalag Bimos Al-Chama. I'm going to steal from you the waters of the rain. I'm not going to allow it to rain during the rainy season. So Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Einag Shamim Netzar and Ela B'Shvil Mesaprit Lashon Hara. He says, the only reason why we lose out on rain is because those who speak Lashon Hara. Shenemar says, Ruach Tzafon Techelo Goshem Ufanisa Nizam Lashon Sasa. Lashon Sasa, which is to speak secretly, Lashon Hara, that's going to cause the removal, the preventing of any rain. So Amr Rav Sala, Amr Rav Hamnuna, Einag Shamim Netzar and Ela B'Shvil Azepanim. It's only for those who are very brazen. Vashenemar Vayimanu Revivim. We're going to prevent the hold back, the showers, the rain. Umalkosh and the other types of rain. Lohaya. Why? Umeitach Isha Zona Haya Bukalach. Because the forehead of the zona, literally, which is a way of representing how lack of how Azepanim a person has. That apparently is the cause of holding back any rain. Furthermore, the Gemara says Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Hamnuna. Call all them sheish lo azes panim, those who are very brazen. Sof nichshal ba'avera. Ultimately, such a person will violate in avera. Shenemar says umeitach isha zona hayalach. So that's the source of those who have meitach, which is always a reference to those who are very brazen. That will lead to znus. Rav Nachman Amar biyadua shenichshal ba'avera. Not that it will lead to it, but we know for sure such a person who is so brazen, that's a great indicator that person has already violated the avera of znus. Doesn't say it will happen, it already had happened. So you meet a person so brazen, you rest assured that person unfortunately may have been involved, according to the Gemara, had been involved in Znus. So Amar Rabba Barhuna, Kladim Shieshal Azapanim, whoever has this, the Midah of a Chutzpah, Mutter Lakrasa Rashi, you could call him a Rashi even. Shinemar, Hey Ez Ish Rash Befanav. You see a person who's so much Azapanim, you could call him a Rashi already. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Mutter Lesnoso, is permitted to hate such a person. Shinemar, V'oz Panav Yisuna, you should hate such an individual. Al Tigra Yisuna, Ella, it says Yisune, he may be hated, it's a heter to hate such a person. So Amar Rav Kitina, Einak Shom, Netzar, Ella Beshvil, Bitotara. The reason why rain stops is because those who are wasting their time and not learning. Shinemar, Batzaltaim, Yimach Hamikar, because those who are lazy, the roof will collapse, which means Bishril Atlas Shahaya Bisrael, the laziness that exists amongst Klai Yisrael, Shul Oskubator, they did not engage in enough learning. Nasa Sona Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mach, we become empty. Mach means to be empty, and we're going to be empty of any rain. Vein Mach Ela Ani means to be poor. Shinemar V'im Machu Me'ar Kecha. Vein Mikra Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is referred to the Mekara, the roof. Hashem is the roof. He's watching over us. Shinemar HaMekara V'mayim Al Yosef. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold back any rain for those who are being Mevatel Limanot Torah. Yosef Amar Mehacha, he brought another source for the same idea. V'yata L'ra Or Bahir Hu B'shchakim V'ruach Avrav T'harim, that when you don't see the light, when you don't learn Torah, the skies are going to be patchy, but the wind's going to Ruach Avrav, it's going to send it away, or you're not going to be Zocha to the rain if one is not engaged in the or of Torah. Vein or el Torah, as it says, Shenemar, ki ner mitzvah ves Torah or, bar yehu b'shchokim, so that's a proof that Torah is referring to or is referring to Torah. Even when the world, the sky has clouds in them, and prepared to bring down rain, that the wind's going to blow it away, and those from Mevata Torah are going to lose out on the chance of having the rain. And furthermore, we're almost done with this daf here. Says the Gemara, Amri Rabbi Ami, and Einak Shamim Netzarn Ela B'Avon Gazel, but the stealing is what causes the loss of rain. Shenamar Al Kapaim Kisa Or, the clouds, he covers up the rain. Ba'avon kapaim, the sin of the hand, which means gzeila, kisa or Hashem prevents the or and the rain kapaim el chamas. Kapaim means a reference to chamas, which is stealing. Shenemar mina chamas asher bechapem. Vein or elamata, or refers to rain. Shenemar giyofetz ano oro. So those who steal with their hands will hold back, will cause the holding back of rain. My tekanta, what is the remedy? How does one fix this? So says the Gemara, yar ribetvila, person should daven a lot. Shenemar vayitzav aleh b'mafkia vein pegia l'lashem tefila shenemar v'ata al tispal abad hayom hazeh v'al tifka bi. So we see that we're losing rain. The way to rectify this is through tefila. And finally, Amar Rabbi Ami Amay d'chse wasim in the pasuk im kea habarzel hu lo fanim kilkel. If the iron is very kea, it's very dull, and when it's not wet the edge, that's what it says. Imrisa rakia shekia b'barzel. If you see that the sky is very dry, like a barzel, so then milahorid talmata from raining down dew and rain, b'shul maaseh hador must be because of the actions of the generation. Shein mekukal must be because they're destructive. Shenemar pulofanim kilkel. The samata kantim. What do you do if it doesn't rain? What's the remedy? Yisgabru barachma. Person should daven. Shenemar v'chayalam yigaber and v'yisron echshid chachma koshkein ima huchsham me'asem meikara. So a person should daven. By davening, that's going to bring about the rain. And then certainly if a person's, if his actions are good from the beginning, that certainly will bring down rain. But a person's actions are kilkel, then the remedy would be to daven. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirtashem will pick up.